Hello, my name is Yang Shuhang. I'm 30 years old. Today is on 1st of December 2017. My relationship to the interviewee is she is my roommate, and we are recording this in New York City. Please have a good listening. Okay, one question I'll ask to you, I'll be asking you is, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
When I was a child, my teacher used to call me so. My teacher used to call me a noisemaker, and I was so talkative that my teacher used to select me among the 50 students to make fun to my other classmates.
Wow, that's interesting. Can you tell me about your grandparents, your great-grandparents?
My grandparents are both alive, but my great grandparents died a long time ago. I love my grandparents so much, and most especially my grandmother, because she knows how to cook the best chicken.
Really love that. Okay, tell me a favorite memory of me.
My favorite memory of you is when I met you in school, behind the dining hall while you were taking lunch.
Wow, I can't forget such a moment. Okay, anything else about me?
Another thing is the way I used to copy your assignments while in class, and you used to cover me up when I'm absent in class.
Oh, okay. Another question. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
One of the most difficult moments in my life, it's when I was chased away in school because I lacked school fees. That's why my parents had no money and I had to go home, and yet it was nearing exam time, so I had to go.
So what happened?
After that, I missed a ve after that I missed some classes, which made me to fail and repeat my class.
Oh, what a pity. And did you regain from that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, another question. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influence in your life?
Two people. One, it's you, and the other one is my mother. About you, used to encourage me while I'm in school that everything is going to be all right. Even if I repeated my class, there's still another chance for me to continue. Then my mother, she's the one who used to hustle for me so that I can go back to school while my dad was away.
Oh, well, we were.
My father was not around.
Where did they go?
He had traveled a bit.
Okay, that's good. Okay, another question is, what advice would you give to your teenage self?
One advice.
Yeah.
I will tell them never to give up, because
We are talking about you, is your teenage self.
my teenage self,
So
yes.
if you are about you are to go back to your teenage self, what advice could you give to yourself, like?
Oh, to myself,
Yeah.
it's still never to give up in anything I do. I should be my own motivator and my own self-controller of my life.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Another question. Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
Only one person is my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I love her so much, and I always thank her for the efforts that she has been putting for me to continue with my school and never to lack anything in life.
Oh, that's wonderful. She must be a good mother. So, what about your siblings and your father and dad?
I would also like to thank my dad, even if he was not around.
Mm-hmm.
So
where was he?
He had traveled a bit, as I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like to thank him, and I also love him. Despite the challenges he has gone through, he's still my dad, and I love him so much.
Oh, that's good. Okay, let's move to the next question. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories was the day I got my school letter to join this school. Also excited to have one, because having the chance to join this school is very hard. And most of my friends have been trying to apply and they've never gotten a chance to.
Wow, yeah, it's a rare chance anyway. Okay, that's good. So let's move on to the next question. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you have learned in life? So what were the lessons, what were encouraging, something that you can tell me about?
One lesson is never to give up in life. That's all I can say.
So never to give up in life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No matter the situation, just tell God and everything is going to be right.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay. So, another question. What are you proudest of, personally and professionally, in your life?
Personally, I'd say I'm proud of myself because despite all the challenges I've gone through, I've managed to overcome all the challenges and moved on. And professionally, I'm about to finish my school. So, and the way I'm progressing, I'll say it's well done to me.
No, that's good. Professionally, so it's all about school.
Yes.
And that's good. That's good. Generally, that's good. Okay, we can move on to the next question. What are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful for having the chance to learn and to have the education that I'm having right now, because as I told you, most of my friends didn't have the chance to join school. They are still at home.
Mm-hmm.
And as for now, I'm continuing with my school and they are still at home. So it's good. It's good. Yeah.
So let's say that you are grateful that you got a chance with the school.
Yeah.
And you're studying and you're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. What do you want to achieve with this school?
I would like to achieve my goals, my objectives as a student, and also be the best among the rest.
That's good. That's encouraging. Okay, let's move on to the next question. How was your life being different than how you imagine it would be when you were young?
When I was young,
mm-hmm.
I had expectations to reach where I am right now,
mm-hmm.
but it was not 100% sure that I'll reach where I am right now,
mm-hmm.
because my elder siblings used to tell me that life is so hard up there when you graduate, blah blah blah, those things.
Yeah.
But right now I can say it's an achievement, and I just thank God for all that.
And that's wonderful. So I generally say that you are always happy about what you have achieved so far.
Yes.
And I can imagine how when you are still young, life was so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you are depending on your parents, but now you can at least get something on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. That's good. Wonderful. Okay. Another question I would like to ask you. Do you have any regrets in life? Have you ever done anything that you regret up to now?
Any regrets? I can say no. I don't have any regrets in my life.
Oh. None.
None.
That's good. Because so many people have regretted, have done something, maybe one or two that they'll never forget.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have never done anything that you may regret for, that's great. Okay. The next question I'd like to ask is, what are your hopes and wishes for me and for my children?
I would like to wish you all the best in your life.
Thank you.
Then, for your children, I just pray that God will help them grow spiritually, emotionally, and physically fit. And we all have a good life.
Yes, that's good.
Whereby they won't lack anything in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But that will only come when we work hard.
Yes, of course.
And we achieve what we have ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. So, the next question is a long one. Let me ask. Okay, thinking about your family, many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything that you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
Anything I'd like to share to my family?
Future family, many, many generations from now, we have this recording.
To my family, I would say thank you for all the support they've shown to me. To the future generation, I would say that life is not that simple.
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is to pray and pray,
mm-hmm.
so that God will help them in everything that they want to do or achieve. They all put God first and everything is going to be all right, and never to give up in life,
mm-hmm.
even if they are having any challenges.
Yeah. Okay, let's continue. That was a good question. So the next question is, okay, let me ask this question. We are almost done. Don't get tired. At the end of the interview, okay, we will take a few moments to tell what you mean to me. Okay, I'll start, okay? Let me tell you what you mean to me. You are just a wonderful person. You're so loving, you're so caring as a friend. You've been there for me through thick and thin. I really appreciate your friendship. I really appreciate that you have always been close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And through this journey, through these studies, you've always been there, helping me in assignments and advising me when I go wrong. I really like that. And I appreciate that. I will always remember that.
Mm-hmm, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm, thank you. And to wrap up our interview, this is the question I'll pose to you. Is there anything that you want to ask me that you have never asked me before?
Anything that I've never asked you before?
Yeah, anything. Weird, funny,
As a friend, you've never told me about your relationship with your girlfriends. Can you tell me one of them?
Okay. I always have very many friends who are girls, so to mean, but don't really love her. Well, I don't really have a girlfriend, I can say. But I do have so many friends who are my girls, and they're always there for me. But someone maybe else. Someone who I would like to spend my life with? Not yet. Not yet
Okay.
anymore.
And if there's a chance you get one right now, would you be serious with her?
Of course I will. So, you know, these chances come once in life, and we don't let them go. So, I'll try. I'll try get one and have a life.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your cooperation. I really like that. Thank you. Thank you a lot.